This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The military is preparing to shelter as many as 20,000 migrant children on four bases: Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas, Fort Bliss in El Paso, Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Texas, and Dyess Air Force Base near Abilene, Texas. Children separated from their parents are now being held in an estimated 100 facilities in 17 states. Since its debt crisis began, Greece has received rescue packages totaling $370 billion. The head of Romania's governing party has been sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in jail for abuse of his office for keeping two ghost employees on payroll for 7 years while he was a local council leader. A federal appeals court based in New York is the latest to warn police and prosecutors about misuse of material witnesses, warrants used to arrest people in order to compel them to testify in court. The wife of the Prime Minister of Israel has been indicted for misuse of $100,000 in public funds. Federal immigration courts face a backlog of more than 700,000 cases as of May, according to the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC, at Syracuse University. In some courts, the average wait for an immigration hearing was over 1,400 days. Some hearings are being scheduled beyond 2021 before an available slot on the docket is found. The Trump administration granted seven companies the first set of exclusions from its metal tariffs this week and rejected requests from 11 other companies as the Commerce Department began slowly responding to the more than 20,000 applications that companies have filed for individual products. In Alabama, of the 10 counties with the highest percentage of African American voters, 8 lost driver's license offices where voters could register. Of the 10 counties with the lowest percentages, only 3 lost offices. A federal investigation found that the closings caused a disparate and adverse impact on the basis of race. Alabama reopened the offices, agreed to increase their hours in several majority black counties. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.